So in the same way that some road trips, really, you see this little moment go by so fast. For me, I want to tell you about a time in my life where a moment just slowed down on a road trip. And road trips are fascinating for me because I love road trips and I love history. And road trips tell a history always. I mean, you think about people leaving, migrating through the world. Those are road trips going all the way back. You have America is a really big road trip project. People coming from Europe and Asia and settling in this land. And in my family, we also have a deep history of road trips where I can recall from a very early age, we had this 1973 Suburban, and we'd take road trips in it. We'd get up in the morning at 4 a.m., and we lived in Newbury Park, and we'd road trip, and for a small kid, road tripping can be anything. We'd get in the car, we'd get in the Suburban, and we'd go down to Point Magoo, me and my dad and my brother, and we'd fish off Magoo Rock and catch perch, and it was just magical. Or we'd load up in the Suburban again at 4 a.m. and go down to Potrero Canyon in Newbury Park and shoot rifles off the back of the car. You know, these kind of, you don't do that anymore. But these are the road trips. These things that just set in my mind that there is a way in which road trips, getting in the car, going somewhere, traveling somewhere, and especially with family, can build almost a rite of passage. We also did a road trip when I was young. My parents said, your father's out of work. Let's all pack up in that Suburban and tow a trailer and just leave California and find out somewhere else we might go. So we trekked up north and through Oregon. And I have all these memories of a kid, like Mackinac Island, where there's no cars, there's horses and buggies. And you have, you know, these memories of being in the trailer in Maine and having, like, lobster wars. You know, we hunted monkeys in the Everglades. And these things that stick in my mind as a history of my family, so much of it is wrapped up in a road trip. So I took my first real road trip at 19 to Chicago. I came out to Chicago on my own, and I met a girl. I fell in love with this girl. And she was absolutely phenomenal. Beautiful, intelligent, honest, everything you could want in a woman, right? And we just fell for each other. And in Chicago, we have seasons. So we would, you know, in the summertime, we'd sit out, and it'd be hot and muggy, and we'd watch the kids, you know, on the front lawn, you know, playing in the sprinklers and just the light reflecting. It was just always beautiful when she and I were together. And then the fall would come along and, you know, just sipping cider with friends and the leaves turning and going on walks and going, oh, wow, I feel cold again. And then the winter comes and the snow, you know, when the snow falls at first, there's nothing like it. You go outside and it's just like so calm, so peaceful, so beautiful. And her and I just blossomed in love. Until she left, without saying much of a word, she left and ran off with somebody else. And it was really, really tough. Most of you probably have been in a deep, committed relationship where it just goes haywire. So she left me. And so I said, it's time to take a road trip, right? So I called my brother in California, and I was in Illinois. And I said, I think we should do a road trip. And my good friend Dan out in Illinois said, Charlie, I've always wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. So I said, let's do it. So that, like 2 days later, we just hop in my Ranger and we just start driving west. Driving home for me. Because the East Coast and the Midwest are very different than the West. There's a smell in the air, the shape and the size of the trees and the grass. Everything's just different. You're in a different country. And so I recall with Dan, you know, coming up through Denver and up over the Continental Divide, and I'm all heartbroken. And I remember we get up over there, and it was snowing like crazy. It was spring, but it was snowing like crazy up there. And we get out. And we just start cheering, and we're at the west, and you can just smell the pine and, like, things you don't smell out there. And my heart just like leapt with just like, I'm home. I'm home. And so we drive and we meet up with my brother in southern Utah and we go to Arches and the Grand Canyon, all these beautiful places. And if you're ever heartbroken, you should go there. And so one day, I'm with my brother, and he comes up to me, and he's got this red scarf. And my brother and I don't talk too much. And I was sitting out, and it's just like off in the desert in Utah, and I was just, you know, you're just like in a slump. And I was just so heartbroken. And he just walks up to me, and he takes this scarf, and he ties it around my head, and he just looks at me, just right in the eyes. And it was like, brother, I love you. And it was just such a powerful moment for me. It was a transition in my life, a coming home, a growing up. And in that moment, I've had a lot of road trips, but that moment, time just slowed down. I'll just forever remember the wordless exchange with my brother. And I will never lose this until I die. Just being loved by your family. And that was one of my road trips.